Hey everybody, I'm Ross Hudgens, founder of Siege Media, and today I'm excited to be joined by Vince Nero, content marketing manager here at Siege. Welcome, Vince.
Thanks, Ross. Thanks for having me.
We're excited today to be talking about how to generate linkable asset ideas. The first piece of that process is to make sure that you're creating an idea that maps to a linkable market. And what that means is that if you're creating something, say, that's targeting seniors, maybe it's an infographic. Some people might say, hey, let's reach out to senior citizen blogs. The reality is that if you've actually done that ever before, that market doesn't exist. So through some research and getting to know these markets and looking at the opportunities that exist, you'll realize which ones are linkable, which ones are not linkable, and tailor your ideas to kind of fit those markets. And the second piece, once you've kind of identified that and know the areas where your ideas map to, at least as an agency, we think about the made-to-stick success framework. Tell us more about that, Vince.
Yeah, so the made-to-stick framework, it's this model that was created by Dan and Chip Heath, this awesome book, Made to Stick. The idea is that there's this success acronym. It stands for simple. If your idea is going to be something, you know, obviously really simple that you can just have like a solid takeaway from. The U is unexpected, so that's going to be something that, like, you know, when somebody sees your idea, they're not going to just be like, duh, I know that already. Mm-hmm. It's going to be something that it's going to kind of elicit some type of feedback from.
Yeah.
And then it's concrete. So this is kind of like you want to draw some emotion, make some emotional, something they could kind of, like they can take away from it, an actionable mm-hmm. insight. You want to be credible. That's the second C, and that's kind of a big one, I think, in the space, because if you're not credible, say you're a home security network or website, and you're mm-hmm. trying to pitch some idea about football helmets or something, it doesn't connect. So the E stands for an emotional attachment. So that's something you really want to try to, again, like elicit an emotion from somebody. And then the last S is going to be you want to tell a story. So whether or not you're going to use an infographic or maybe there's an interactive, like a timeline, something that you can do just to tell like a unique story that's going to be cohesive mm-hmm. and give like a nice takeaway for the audience.
Yeah. So, I mean, that kind of framework that Vince talked about is kind of is the holistic thing that we tie all of our ideas back to. If we look at something that does poorly, we look at the made to stick model and we inevitably say, hey, that data that we came out with wasn't unexpected. This client, unfortunately, we mapped an idea to them that's not necessarily credible in any way. So that kind of thought process tends to inform success or failure. And one thing that I thought was really intelligent that was added to that kind of concept by Made to Stick Brothers was the idea of adding an extra S, completing success in the acronym with shareable. I originally heard it from Hannah Smith, who used to be at Distilled, at a conference. And basically the idea was that you can do those other things and kind of still not make something that's shareable. Her specific example was maybe it's like, where does your pay rate average across the world? So if you did a thing and you put in your salary, your position, and your market, and then it told you, hey, I'm in the top one percentile of payment for my job description, if you shared that, you'd kind of be a dick, to be honest, because, hey, I'm so well paid. In the reverse, if you're not well paid, you wouldn't share that. So in the SEO industry, we're thinking of things that are shareable, right? So our kind of thought process with that is to make sure we consider that last S when considering the Made to Stick framework with our ideas. So we're using the Made to Stick framework, we're thinking about linkable markets, and then we're building on that to use different social networks and also SEO tools to validate and show that there's something to show for that. So specifically, we start with looking at concepts, and I think the highest value things are concepts with top and middle funnel search volume that also have link opportunity. So if you see it has search volume, that's by nature, it has search demand, there is some social proof that that exists, but not always do linkable assets have a lot of search volume, unfortunately. Yeah. You kind of have to find the intersection of that. So you can use tools like Moz, or Ahrefs or Majestic. What I like to do is say you do a search like best infographics. You look at that list, you see who the top four are, and you see the top four all have 50 plus linking root domains. That's social proof that people link to this market overall. Additionally, you'll see, hey, there's 3,000 people that search for this. So naturally, there is some demand, whether or not there's linked demand for it. But the tools will help validate that part. The next piece is kind of validating with social opportunity and different tools that we can leverage to do that.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously, aside from some of those other like Moz and Ahrefs, some of them have these types of tools, but BuzzSumo is like a really great tool I think we use a lot of times for validating with social proof, because it hooks in Facebook, it hooks in Pinterest, and Twitter, which is nice because depending on that the avenue and industry you're in, like a B2B market, you might look for social proof in LinkedIn shares or maybe Twitter shares, but looking at something like Facebook might be better in like the B2C community. It also, you know, like seeing that a lot of people are going to share something is great, but it also might just spark an idea for your own and that you can kind of port into your own industry. Another thing we use aside from BuzzSumo that I think is great is Reddit. It can kind of be a mess if you don't know what you're doing. There's a lot of, you know, internet trolls out there who are quick to pick up if you're, if a brand is kind of being phony or trying to be commercial. So I think it's great for ideation in that you get to kind of see like the real, true, like raw emotion from people, raw feedback. So if you go on there, search for Data is Beautiful is a great subreddit. There's an infographic subreddit. That's great. And you're going to look for like the top ranking pieces and just kind of, you can either work backwards, see what's ranking. And like I said, see how you can port it into your industry. Or you can kind of use the top ranking pieces as social proof that your piece is going to kind of fit in a niche.
Yeah, that makes sense. And like kind of relaying and bringing it back to our first point about linkable markets. So with the idea and that framework, I think it's good to also think about what shareable asset you're going to create. Yeah. So we talked about senior citizens at first. If you're pitching senior citizen blogs, you don't need to create an infographic for them. They don't have a lot of active blogs. There are a lot of link pages that exist, and they like more guides. And it's just kind of getting to know those different markets and what they like and don't like will inform more success. But it's always good to have a shareable asset in some way. So you're pitching high-end news. Again, they don't like infographics either, but they do like mini shareables, things that they can add that add value. In general, you want to be thinking about some kind of shareable asset that reduces friction to publishing and linking to your content. No matter what you do, it should be low friction. And the good thing about senior citizen market and other like resource page, link page type markets are they are inherently low friction because they just got to add your link and that's it, as opposed to high-end news. They got to write a full blog post, as opposed to mid-tier lifestyle bloggers. They got to write a full blog post. So you have to consider all these idiosyncrasies when thinking about your content and building a linkable asset. And kind of like the final piece of that, once you've done that, you have the ideation, is quality assurance of your idea.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, important. I feel like I've learned this the hard way. Like, it's really, once you get really deep into a topic, it's really hard to kind of see where you are in it. Yeah, exactly. Like, so, you know, sending it along to another team member who maybe isn't as deep into the research as you, or some other neutral third party, you know, in your team that can kind of provide, maybe run it through that success metric again, maybe just, you know, validate it to see if it's just actually a legitimate idea or if you've just kind of tunneled down this
I mean, a funny part, and bringing it back again to social proof, it makes me think of using Reddit as a vehicle to test your ideas. You can also occasionally just post to Reddit, and maybe it's, you can do a idea thread, or sometimes there's self threads. So you could say, is this interesting? And would you find value in this? And that's valuable. And another thing, it's not quite ideation stage, but also make sure your content is good enough, or maybe there's something wrong with it. You can also post that content to Reddit, and those same brutal people can actually offer valuable feedback. So before you pitch it to 100 plus people, you make sure your content's best. So hopefully that general framework was valuable for you. You liked the video. If you enjoyed it, please give us a thumbs up, subscribe, and I appreciate Vince, you having us, you being part of the video. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for watching, guys.